Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you quiet that noisy mind and find some real peace. Today's topic is something we all face at some point, adversity. You know, those moments life throws our way that make us question everything, challenge our strength, and leave us feeling a little lost. Ever feel like you're constantly being tested? Think the universe just loves to throw curveballs when you think things are finally going your way. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all have those moments, those times where we're knocked down and it feels impossible to get back up. But here's the thing. Adversity doesn't have to define us. It can actually be a powerful catalyst for growth, for discovering hidden reserves of strength we never knew we had. Think of it like this. Adversity is like that tough workout routine you resist at first. You grumble, you sweat, you want to give up halfway through. But then, boom. You finish that last rep, you feel that amazing sense of accomplishment, and you realize you're stronger than you thought you were. So how do we tap into that inner strength? How do we turn those tough times into opportunities for growth? Let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you find your power in the face of adversity. 1. Embrace the suck. Look, life is messy. It's full of ups and downs, sunshine and rain. We can't avoid the tough stuff. The first step to overcoming adversity is simply acknowledging it, embracing it, and saying, okay, this sucks, but I'm going to deal with it. Trying to ignore or pretend it doesn't exist only makes things harder. Own it. 2. Shift your perspective. This one's a game changer. When we face adversity, our minds often jump to negative thoughts. I can't do this. It's all my fault. Why me? But what if we flip the script? What if, instead of focusing on the problem, we focused on the opportunity for growth? See, adversity is like a teacher. It's there to push us outside our comfort zone, challenge our assumptions, and ultimately make us stronger. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this as an opportunity to grow? 3. Find your tribe. You don't have to go through this alone. Seriously. Surround yourself with supportive people, friends, family, mentors who will encourage you, listen to you, and offer a shoulder to cry on when things get tough. Remember, sometimes just talking it out can make all the difference. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't selfish, it's essential. When we're facing adversity, it's easy to neglect our own needs. We push ourselves too hard, forget to eat, sleep, or even take a break. But self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. 5. Celebrate the small wins. It's easy to get caught up in the big picture and forget to celebrate the little victories along the way. But trust me, those small wins add up. When you achieve something, no matter how small, acknowledge it. Be proud of yourself. It shows you're making progress even when things feel tough. Let me share a quick story with you. I remember a time when my entire career seemed to crumble around me. Deadlines loomed, projects fell apart, and I felt like I was drowning. But instead of giving into panic, I took a deep breath and decided to focus on one thing at a time. I started by tackling the smallest task on my list, and then another, and another. Slowly but surely, things began to turn around. It wasn't easy, but by breaking down the problem into manageable chunks and celebrating each small victory, I managed to pull myself out of that dark place. Remember, finding inner strength in adversity isn't about being fearless or pretending everything is fine. It's about acknowledging the challenges, learning from them, and using them as stepping stones to become stronger and more resilient individuals. So today, take a moment to reflect on your own experiences with adversity. What have you learned? How have you grown? And how can you use that strength to navigate future challenges with confidence? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox and join me tomorrow for another episode where we'll be exploring ways to cultivate mindfulness and bring more peace into our lives. Until then, remember, you are stronger than you think. Keep that mind detoxed.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.